أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and in particular our focus on Huruf al-Muqatta'at area, the 29 chapters which begin with a unique letter combination. And out of those, we're focusing on Ra'at place. And these are six of the surahs which begin with Alif, Lam, Ra. And they're actually in order, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And we have Yunus, Hud, Yusuf, Ra'ad, Ibrahim and Hijr. Today we will look at one of the most beautiful stories of the Quran, which is in Surah Yusuf, and that's Surah number 12. It's a Makki Surah with 111 ayat, benefits of recitation, there's protection from fear of Qiyamah, there's a removal of jealousy, easy sakarat at death, and to be raised on Qiyamah with the beauty of Yusuf. And remember, that beauty was in and out, absolutely beautiful. The focus of the surah is predominantly on the story of Prophet Yusuf, but it focuses around a trust in divinity. When you have done your best and circumstances don't seem quite right, then this surah actually proves that Allah is Latif. He is subtle. The goodness, the end result is always awesome. When the human being does his best and then trusts in Allah, then he is Latif. So who was Prophet Yusuf? He was the son of Yaqub, who was the son of Ishaq, who is the son of Ibrahim. Now, Prophet Yaqub is also known as Israel, and he had 12 sons. It is said that the surah was revealed on the night of Hijra. Just as Prophet Yusuf was subjected to conspiracy by his brothers, so was the Prophet subjected to the same by his uncles. And just as later on, the brothers of Prophet Yusuf had no choice but to submit to his authority, so did the Prophet's uncle have to submit to him during the conquest of Makkah. And it's reported that when he entered Makkah, he told the Makkan saying that, "What treatment do you expect from me towards you?" And they said, "Nothing but good." And he said, "I say nothing except what Yusuf told his brothers." And that is Ayah 92 of this surah, where he says,
قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين.
There will be no reproof, no revenge against you this day. Allah may forgive you, and He is the most merciful of the merciful. So we've divided the surah into nine sections. It starts off by saying that this is a story from a book that makes things clear. It's an Arabic Quran, Allah says, "Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'qilun." He says, "Surely we have revealed it in Arabic Quran that you may understand." "Nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al-qasas." We narrate to you the best of stories. And the word qasas comes from qassa, to trace footsteps. Kissa is a story that's passed down from generation to generation. Now, the second section is Prophet Yusuf's childhood dream. He saw the 11 stars and the sun and the moon doing sajda to him. And he narrates this story to his father, Yaqub, who tells him not to tell his siblings because they were jealous of him, of his good behavior. And he tells his son that he will have an awesome future ahead of him. Their jealousy causes them to put him in a disused well. Allah calms Prophet Yusuf down by divine revelation. And the brothers go home to tell their father that he was eaten by a wolf, and they give him a shirt that was splattered with false blood. The third section carries on with him as sold as a slave in Egypt. He's found by a caravan who sell him for a small price because they know he's a free person. And they didn't want to be caught. An Egyptian minister buys him, and he learns from that household Egyptian politics. This is how the Bani Israel established themselves in Egypt through Yusuf. The minister's wife accused him of wrongdoing, and he is imprisoned when scandal spreads in the town. Prophet Yusuf prefers prison to disobedience of Allah. Now let's see, the scene changes to the prison. Now this is Ayah 35 to 42. For the minister, politically, it's better to imprison him because of the scandal. Two of the prisoners see goodness in him and narrate their dreams to him. He interprets their dreams and introduces himself as one who believes in Allah, in the divine messengers, and accountability.
The prisoner that was to live and go and work for the king, he tells him to remember him, but he forgets. The king, now the fifth section, is about the king's dream. The king dreams of the 7 fat cows eaten by 7 thin cows, 7 green heads of grain and 7 dried heads of grain. It is then that the prisoner remembers the person who interpreted his dream. And he brings Prophet Yusuf to the king. Prophet Yusuf tells him the meaning of his dream. Only after he is exonerated from what he was falsely accused of. The king agrees, and Prophet Yusuf tells him that he should be made minister in charge of the treasury because he would be able to best deal with the 7 years of famine that were going to come. In the sixth section, we see how the famine forces the brothers of Prophet Yusuf to come to Egypt for food. They didn't recognize him, although he recognized them. He asked them to return with Binyamin, his younger brother, and they did so as he had requested. He discloses his identity to Binyamin, and in order to keep Binyamin with him in Egypt, as ordered by Allah, he arranges for the king's goblet to be put in Binyamin's bag, and therefore he would have to stay in Egypt. The brothers had promised their father that they would look after Binyamin, as he was wary about them having lost Yusuf. The elder brother stays behind, doesn't know how he will face his father. The next section looks at Prophet Yaqub's sorrow. This is ayah 83 to 87. When they go back without Binyamin, he is overwhelmed with sadness and frustration. He says, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, oh my sorrow for Yusuf. Wabiyadat aynahu, his eyes become white, in other words, he loses his sight. Min al huzn, from the sadness. Fahuwa kadhim. And he holds back his anger and frustration. The brothers get really angry on him, and his reply is one that we should remember all the time when he says, Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah. I only complain of my grief and my sadness to Allah. Wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. And I know from Allah what you do not know. This is ayah 86. And this is the trust he had in Allah. He tells his son, Never ever lose or despair in Allah's mercy. وَلَا تَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Only those despair of Allah's mercy who have covered up the truth. In section 8, the brothers go back and they plead to Prophet Yusuf. He reveals himself to them and forgives his brothers. He gives them his shirt and tells them to give it to their father, put it over his face to cure his blindness. The brothers ask forgiveness from their father. Prophet Yaqub and the whole extended family go to Egypt. And in ayah 100, Allah says how the dream that Prophet Yusuf had in his childhood comes true about the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, which were his father and his mother and his 11 brothers. And he says, Inna Rabbi Latifun Lima Yasha. My Rabb is subtle, he's so awesome to whoever he pleases. Innahu Huwal Alimul Hakim. He is all knowing and all wise. And finally, in the last section, the lessons in revelation. Allah says, most will not believe, most will not trust in divinity. He says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَسَسِهِمْ إِبْرَةٌ. In these histories, in these stories, there is an ibra. Abara is to cross water. Ibra is a moving lesson which makes a tear drop. And Allah says it's for li'ulil albab. It is for those human beings who understand. It's not a story which can be forged, but a verification of what is before it and a distinct explanation of all things and a guide and a mercy to a people who believe. An absolutely amazing story. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to have this trust in divinity, to know that when we've done our best, we hand it over to Him and be absolutely sure that the outcome is going to be awesome. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.